We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Math Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. This is an emergency pod because, as you know, I was recently on here with my guy, Grant Afseth. The plan was sometime Saturday evening to do, you know, like a trade primer pod. That might get pushed to Monday now since we're doing this one because Luca is just incredible. I mean, look, y'all, I don't know what else to say about the guy. He's unreal. It's almost too easy to use the word generational because I feel like that gets overused. It's true with Luca. He is a generational talent that does not come around very often, and we are very fortunate, to witness stuff like what we did on Friday night. Coming off of three straight losses with the Mavs fan base, the hopes in the gutter. It's been a rough few days. It's been a rough almost 2 weeks as far as like Mavs Twitter and stuff like that goes because the Mavs hadn't won a game since January 15th. And then tonight, January 26th, I'm currently recording this at 10:30 p.m. The Mavs got a win. It was 148-143 over the Atlanta Hawks. And Luka Doncic scored a career high, a franchise record, and the fourth highest scoring game in NBA history, 73 points. And it's not just 73 points. He did it efficiently. 25 of 33 overall shooting. 8 of 13 from 3. 15 of 16 from the free throw line. He had 10 rebounds, 7 assists to go with his 73 points. For those who say he's a ball hog, he still had 7 assists with his 73 points. And he threw in a steal there, too. He was a plus 13 on the night, played 45 minutes. Unbelievable stuff. Like, just unbelievable. So the Mavs, they get the win. They're 25-20 now. They don't have long to celebrate this because they're probably getting ready to get on a plane right now and go back to Dallas from Atlanta, and they play the Sacramento Kings on Saturday night. So there's not a lot of time to celebrate this, and Luka might not even play against the Kings tomorrow. But, man, what a game. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable stuff. And for the duration of this emergency pod, I'm going to do a screen share here and just roll the highlights, the full 8-minute highlights that the NBA shared not too long ago. Bear with me just a second. Oh, let's see here. Let me take that off. Go here. There we go. All right. So I'm going to roll this. I'm going to go through all of the stuff that, you know, this 73-point performance checked off. We're going to check in on what the Mavs look like in the standings and see just how important tomorrow's game is against the Kings. And, you know, we'll talk about some injury stuff as well. Derek Lively, you know, a lot of different things to talk about. Josh Green being amazing in this game. There's a lot to go over. So, I guess first thing we'll start out with is, like I said, Luka is the fourth player, tied for the fourth player in NBA history to ever score 73 points in a game. Wilt Chamberlain did it in 1962. David Thompson did it in, let's see, 1978. And then that's in, let's see, Wilt Chamberlain did it again in 1962. So, two times by Wilt Chamberlain, one time by David Thompson, and now one time by Luka Doncic. Unbelievable stuff. I mean, what else can you say? And then in the three spots above Luka's 73 points, you have Wilt Chamberlain at third at 1961. And then you have, let's see, and that was 78 points. Then you have Kobe Bryant's 81 points, which is, you know, crazy that Luka did that. And, I mean, today was the four-year anniversary of when, you know, Kobe tragically passed away 4 years ago. I mean, it's a coincidence that it happened. And I'm not saying Luka went out there and did it because of any of that or trying to create a narrative or anything, but it's just funny how something like that can happen, because this was the most points scored in an NBA game since Kobe did it in 2006, scoring his 81 points. So, unbelievable stuff. And then obviously the top spot is Wilt Chamberlain. So, in all, you have three scoring performances that are ahead of Luka's 73 points, and two of them are Wilt Chamberlain. So it just shows you how crazy of a night Luka had. And I mean, he created or scored on, I think I saw this from one of the stat sites, I can't remember, but 100 points he attributed to in this game. Just crazy. He had 41 at halftime. And so he still had enough in the tank to come out in the second half and put up 32. And he could have had more than that. He missed a chippy layup. He missed one free throw. You know, there were some times where I thought he was trying to be a little too unselfish and pass it off. And my personal opinion, and Luka probably would never admit it, but he was close to a 70-point triple-double. And there, you know, at the end of the fourth quarter, I was thinking, is he hunting these last assists to get the triple-double instead of, you know, upping his point total? And so, I mean, he didn't get the triple-double. He didn't get more than 73. But, man, there was some real opportunity for Luka to pass Kobe Bryant's 81 points if a couple more things had, you know, broken a certain way. So overall, just there's not much else you can say. It's crazy. He's the only player in NBA history. Let me pull up this other stat here. The only player in NBA history to have two 60-point games. No, the only players in NBA history with multiple 60-point games before turning 25 years old. Luka Doncic, Michael Jordan. Crazy stuff. So, I'm at a loss for word. I'm still just, I don't know. Let's go over some other stuff from the game, because, you know, I mean, there's nothing else we can say about Luka. He was absolutely on fire in Atlanta. And our guy Grant Afseth, who joined me on the last pod, if you go look at his Twitter feed at Grant Afseth on Twitter, he posted a pic before the game. There was a guy in a custom Hawks Luka Doncic jersey. Imagine how Hawks fans feel tonight. You know, Luka and Trae Young will forever be linked because of that draft night trade in 2018. And, man, I mean, nothing against Trae Young, but the Mavs definitely got the, you know, the better end of the deal there, you know, got the bigger player and, you know, got a better all-around player. And, I mean, it just is what it is. So, Luka and Trey are still friendly, obviously, but, you know, the Mavs definitely won that trade. looking at this box score, only two other Mavericks scored in double figures. Josh Green was the second leading scorer with 21 points, hit some big corner threes tonight. He was 4 of 5 from three, had a big reverse dunk on the baseline early in the game that, you know, I was listening to the Hawks broadcast and, you know, they were going nuts over it. But, yeah, he had 21 points, was a +9 for the game. He shot 8 of 12 overall in addition to those 4 of 5 from 3, had 4 assists, 2 rebounds, and he, again, he was a +9 on the night. So he was incredible. Let's see here. Tim Hardaway Jr. off the bench, 13 points, only 3 of 12 shooting. Awful game from Tim Hardaway Jr. Now, he hit a big 3 in the fourth quarter that kind of, you know, gave the Mavs a little bit of cushion when things were looking a little spooky. But overall, THJ did not have a good game. He was terrible on defense, and he couldn't hit the broad side of a barn for most of the game. But he did hit a big 3 in the fourth quarter, and he ended up with 13 points. So, and in 32 minutes, too. Now, other than that, now I said that was there were only two other players aside from Luka in double figures, but there were several guys that were close. So, Grant Williams, 3 of 6 on the night, had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, was a +5. Dante Exum, also 3 of 6 and had 9 points to go with 3 assists. And then we had Jaden Hardy in 14 minutes off the bench. He had 8 points to go with 1 assist, 1 rebound, 1 steal. So, let's see. Oh, and Derek Lively. We can't forget to talk about Derek Lively. Of course, you know, it's, you know, all this stuff happening, and then you have, you know, one of your more impactful players get overlooked. But the rookie big man had 9 points. He was a team high +16 on the night in 28 minutes. Shot 4 of 7, and like I said, 9 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and 4 blocks. And, he had 2 offensive rebounds. One of them was a huge one in the fourth quarter that led to a 3 that gave the Mavs some extra cushion that they needed. I mean, this was one of those guys, you know, it's one thing if a guy scores 72 points or almost has a 73 points and almost has a triple double with it, and, you know, it's a blowout or something like that, and then people say, oh, well, he's stat padding and all that stuff. This was not one of those instances. The Mavs needed every single bit of Luka's performance tonight. It was crazy. It was one of those games where you started to think toward the end of it, it's like, man, is this going to be like the Carl Anthony Towns situation earlier in the week? Or maybe it was last weekend. I can't remember how long ago it was, either earlier this week or last weekend, when Cat had 62 points and a loss. And then on this same night, Devin Booker with the Phoenix Suns, he had 62 points and their team lost. And there were moments where you started thinking, man, is this going to happen to Luka? Because, you know, his teammates just didn't have it for most of the night, except for Josh Green and Derek Lively. So they were able to pull it out. Big win. Like I said before this, morale was in the gutter for the last couple of weeks, and especially after that 40 or 39 point swing, whatever the swing ended up being, but the Mavs were up 16 against the Suns in the previous game, ended up losing by 23, and they were down by 30 plus in the fourth quarter. So it was an all time low. You know, people saying the season's over. At least for one night, we are back, baby. We are so back. I don't know if you have seen that that meme. I'm going to try and pull it up real quick. I'm sure people will probably just tune out at this part anyway, but if you'll bear with me, I'm going to show you the meme that I'm talking about here.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's one where it's got like, well, okay, I'm not going to pull it up. Whatever. It's late. It's late. Let's get going. I'll post it again to Twitter and you'll see what I'm talking about. But it's basically the cycle of your typical fan base where it's just kind of like, oh, it's over. It's so over. And then it's like, we are so back. And that's the cycle that Mavs fans are in, at least for one night. Now, you know, after that Sacramento Kings game on Saturday night might be a little bit different story, but for one night, for 24 hours, the Mavs are back and there's some good vibes there. So thank you, Luca, for that. You're amazing. Can't believe that, you know, we all get to witness this in, you know, consecutive era, like no gap in between. We go from Dirk Nowitzki, who is one of the greatest of all time, to Luka Doncic, who might be greater, or he is greater than Dirk was at this age. And, you know, still has a long way to go to, you know, reach the height of Dirk because of his longevity and his loyalty and his overcoming adversity and winning a championship and all that. But statistically and pace-wise, like what Luka is on pace to do, man, it's not going to be a competition. And I'm the biggest Dirk fan, Dirk lover that you can know. So that's hard for me to admit, but it's just the truth. I mean, Luka is the real deal, and I can't believe, you know, the Mavs lucked into that. I wish they would do a better job, you know, building around him. I think they kind of rushed things by getting KP as early as they did. You know, they tried to rush the timeline, and they've been playing catch up ever since. Hopefully, they can turn that around. You know, we'll see. We'll see what they do before this trade deadline. I'm not expecting too much, but there are some options for them out there, and we'll see if you know, they can start to turn things in the right direction. I said it on the last pod. I'm going to echo myself again on this one. Kind of think trading Tim Hardaway Jr. is the first big step in the right direction. The more I think about it, the more I go back and watch and see how those games went in the 2021-2022 season, I don't think it's a coincidence that the Mavs played their best basketball, best stretch of basketball in the last 3 years when Hardaway was out with a foot injury. I mean, the guy has a ton of heart. He plays tough. He has the confidence that everybody should strive to have in their everyday lives. But, you know, I just, there's something about that correlation. I feel like that's the next step for the Mavs. You move off of Tim Hardaway Jr., and in his place, you try to get a big wing, and then, you know, see where you can take it from there. So that's where I'm at. Guys, I appreciate y'all joining me late on Saturday night. Like I said, because of this emergency pod, probably going to push the trade primer pod to Monday and cross our fingers that nothing happens. But if it does, if something crazy happens in the next few days before Monday gets here, I'll be back on here doing another emergency pod. And I'll either have my guy Grant Afseth or my guy Drew Johnson, whoever's available. And we'll come back on here and talk about it then. But if not, we'll see you guys Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Be sure to hit the like button and subscribe button on YouTube. Leave a lot of comments. I mean, well, the comments have been jumping lately. We love it. We love seeing you guys' takes on everything going on with the Mavs and, you know, what you think about our thoughts on everything going on with the Mavs. So continue to do that. We like to, you know, see the conversations going on and, you know, we'll jump in there as well and keep the conversation going beyond just these podcasts. So appreciate y'all. Also go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review if you don't mind. That really helps us out. And be sure to subscribe there if you don't mind. So, guys, appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Stay tuned to DallasBasketball.com for more extensive game coverage on Luka's 73-point night. There's tons of stuff up right now, at least four things that you need to go read on DallasBasketball.com, and there will be much more to come throughout the night and into the early hours of the morning of Saturday. Y'all have a great one. We'll see you next time.